You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, fan voting for the 2014 Pro Bowl is underway. Vote for your favorite Browns players to represent Cleveland in Hawaii during the 2014 Pro Bowl. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to cast your votes. All right, joining us now on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is a great friend. Covered this guy when he played for the Buffalo Bills and we've been close ever since. Does a tremendous job for CBS Sports. He will be on the call for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Patriots. He is the one and only Steve Tasker. How you doing, Steve?
Doing good, Vic. How you doing?
Outstanding. This is your first Browns game this year, but you've had some exposure to this team in the last couple. How did you not draw the Browns straw this year?
I drew... Most of the time is because I drew the Jacksonville Jaguars straw.
Okay.
I've done six of their games this year, so I followed them around for the first month and a half of the season, and
nice.
And then I got on the train of the Tennessee Titans. So there you have it.
All right. Well, now you're on the Browns train for a little bit. Yeah, Solomon Wilcots had basically been the engineer of that train for the Browns. So, all right, Steve. I want to start with this. You've had a chance to take a little bit of a look at them, and I know you're going to study them more. But just in general. The first thing, you know, I think about all the years you played in the league, and you pretty much knew who was going to play quarterback for the Bills. A guy named Kelly, wearing number 12 in the Hall of Fame. This football team, not only have they not had the success at the position just with a single guy, but the craziness of what we could be seeing here Sunday, what you could be seeing, is the sixth different starting quarterback. Obviously, Brandon Whedon gets multiples in that process, and the fourth new face potentially, if it's Caleb Haney or Alex Tanning.
Yeah, and let's face it. I mean, this is all the problems the Browns have faced, I think, have centered around the carousel at quarterback. Not only the guys that have switched in and out of there. The fact that there's a new guy in there, and each guy has a different command of the offense. If you go with Caleb Haney this week, you will have probably no command of the offense. That's been the center, I think, of the problems that Cleveland's faced. I mean, you look at a guy like the guys around your roster and the way the defense has played at times. I think your defensive front seven is still competitive. Joe Hayden still does a nice job. I mean, you've still got Ward in the back and as a safety back there. And, you know, I still like your roster, but there's no question. I mean, it's a quarterback-driven league, and once you say that, that puts the Browns squarely in problem mode.
Yeah, it makes it very difficult to have any kind of continuity. We're seeing what's happening in Green Bay when they've lost Aaron Rodgers and gone through a similar level of quarterback carousel. They haven't won a football game since then. Josh Gordon, though, has been a bright spot despite the turmoil at quarterback. He's had a first person in history back-to-back games of over 200 yards receiving. But you know how Bill Belichick likes to scheme against an opponent's number one weapon. What kind of game do you think Josh Gordon is going to have against this New England Patriots defense?
Well, I think they're going to treat him like a star. I think they're going to give him Calvin Johnson treatment. I think they're going to make sure he goes nowhere without being the focal point of the secondary. I mean, there's a lot of ways they'll do it. They won't do it a single way. They're going to switch it up no matter who's playing quarterback, but you can bet they won't give him one look all day. They'll either double-team him and put Joe Hayden on your number two guy. I'm sorry, they'll put Aqib Talib, their number one corner. They'll put Aqib on Little or whoever the other number two option would be and double-team Josh. Or they'll put their top guy, Talib, on Josh and take away everybody else and try and shut Josh down that way with the top corner, you know. They'll do it all kinds of ways. I think the Browns will probably make it hard for him to find Josh. They'll move him around and line him up in different spots and put him in motion to give him a free release. But there's only so much you can do, particularly, if their offense comes out and scores points and you have to keep up with them and take your running game out of it. So, their defense has struggled against the run, and that's one thing the Browns could possibly have on them. But if Tom Brady comes out and scores some points, that kind of takes that off the table too. So I think there's no question Josh Gordon is the guy you got to hang your hat on if you're the Browns. And if I'm a new quarterback, Caleb Haney or Campbell, or anybody, there's only one guy I'm looking for first, and that's Josh.
Sure. Steve Tasker joins us from CBS Sports. He is on the call for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Patriots. Steve, You're known as obviously the special teams ace that you were, and a deserving Hall of Famer. And that day is going to come. I'm gonna be there witnessing it in Canton. All of us will. But you also made your mark a little bit as a wide receiver. You certainly practice with that group, and you know what it takes in this league as a receiver to deal with certain things like quarterback changes. And as infrequently as that happened in Buffalo, I guess it did. There were times when Frank Reich did have to get in there because Kelly was hurt. But just from can you put any sort of perspective on what it is to adjust to having multiple different quarterbacks?
Well, you're multiple different quarterbacks, you really can't adjust because that's all you do. You're out there running. You run the route and you hope the guy knows where he's going to throw it. It's not like college. Even you can take the top flight colleges. Like the Georgia and Auburn game and the Alabama Auburn game. Any top college you can think of, they throw the football. Nothing's contested. In the NFL, everything is contested. You may run the right route. You may run it very well, but they're going to be there and contest that throw and whether it gets through there. The windows are very small. Not only are they going to try and bat the ball down with the DB and the receiver, the D lineman is going to try and bat it down as well. I mean, you've got all kinds of problems. Everything is contested. And if you don't know, the margin of error is small. So if the quarterback doesn't know exactly where to throw it, if he's off by, sometimes, well, let's face it, if he's off by an inch, sometimes they're off by a yard. Sometimes you can get away with it if they blow coverage, but if they don't blow the coverage, you can't get away with it. And a quarterback who's throwing to some guy he's never even seen the route run with before, there's no way they're going to throw that perfect. And sometimes it takes, and a lot of times it takes a perfect throw to get it there. And that's what you're up against. The quarterback is going to have to throw it. And what they end up doing invariably, Vic, quarterback's going to throw it so he knows at least the DB's not going to get it.
Right. It makes it very difficult to be efficient.
Right. So that means the wideouts are really some end up having to make these circus catches on a simple out route because the quarterback's throwing it to a safe spot, not necessarily a spot where he's confident that the receiver's going to be because he's not confident.
And that quarterback will be juxtaposed with one of the very best to ever play the game, Tom Brady, this Sunday, which almost seems a little bit unfair. And Brady is a guy who started off the season slow, 9 passing touchdowns, about just over 200 yards a game in his first 8. Well, in the last 4, he's got 1,443 yards passing, 10 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. And he's facing a Browns secondary that, while very good, has given up multiple passing scores in 7 straight games. How in the world do you slow down Tom Brady? And what has been the biggest change to you? Is it just a matter of getting Gronk back and getting him healthy that has jump-started this pass attack of the Patriots?
It's not just Gronk. I think what it really is, I think it's reps with the receivers he's got in place. You look at they had to, when this season started, he didn't really know these wideouts like he should have. Danny Amendola's new. Then he was out with injury. Now he's back. Of course, the guy he has the most history with is the small guy, Julian Edelman.
Right. Sure.
And so Edelman's become, and even with Gronkowski back in the lineup, Edelman's now the top red zone threat for them. Brady's looking more for Edelman than he is Gronkowski, which is surprising when, Gronkowski's as tall as a tree, he's a huge target, and he's got great hands, but Edelman's been that red zone thing. So I think the fact that Brady's improved really speaks to the fact, and he talked to all these quarterbacks, the one thing they need with wide receivers is reps. And as this season has worn on and as they've thrown it more and more and these same group of receivers has gotten healthy and stayed on the field, the Patriots have gotten better and better. And I think that's the key to it. And if you want to know how to stop Brady, well, let me know when you figure it out. He's been doing it for, 13 years, and nobody's done it. So.
Not bad at all. Hey, Steve, tremendous stuff. We appreciate it. Of course, I look forward to seeing you in Foxborough this weekend, my friend.
All right, Vic, look forward to it.
Thanks, Steve.
He is Steve Tasker. He will be on the call for Sunday's game he's a former Buffalo Bill, but he won't be on that call. He'll be on the call between the Browns and the Patriots. I don't even know if they let it. I guess he's done some Bills games, too. But the Browns and Patriots, and we will be talking more with him, obviously, this weekend. Want to see him in Foxborough. The guy has got some great, great insights. We've got much more coming up for you in hour number 2. You are going to hear from Tashawn Gibson. Go inside the locker room with Jameer Howerton on that. And then Gerard Cherry will join us in his usual spot around 2:45-ish or so. In the meantime, call us 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. 5-0. Vic and Nathan, a Football Wednesday, ESPN 850 WKNR.